Large projects like these mean the money will have to be bonded. This is where the PPC, or Public Properties Corporation, comes in. The members of the PPC are the same people that make up the fiscal court, the county judge executive, and the magistrates. The PPC is a separate entity entirely, and they will be the group that's bonding the money, and AOC will be making the payments. Now, the PPC taking on this role is solely for the reason that the county's bonding capability will not be impacted by this project. Yet another group is the PDB, or Project Development Board. They are tasked with the planning and oversight of the project, and their members, rules, and regulations are all part of the legislation that approved the project. Now, the PDB has been having monthly meetings since February of last year, and they are all open to the public. All magistrates can attend any of these meetings or all of these meetings. They can ask questions. They're even allowed to go into closed sessions should the group go into closed session. To date, not one magistrate has attended any of these meetings. Now, this past Tuesday, the Barron County Fiscal Court met to handle regular business, with things involving the Judicial Center project included on the agenda. While the county judge is the presiding officer over the fiscal court, the tail wagged the dog somewhat in the beginning. Mark Bannister, a facilities coordinator with AOC, and Daniel Briscoe, who's the bond counsel for AOC, zoomed into the meeting to help answer any questions should they arise. They certainly did arise. Magistrate Carl Dickerson was the first to speak up.
Will the court have any input on the location or anything to do with the new judicial center if we do this memorandum of understanding, or if we do this addendum, the memorandum of understanding? And I'm saying, as a public property corporation member.
Again, the PPC is made up of members of the fiscal court. Dickerson went on to say that this would leave the fiscal court with no input on the project at all. The fiscal court has already approved the project and the memorandum of understanding with the AOC about a year and a half ago that lined out the relationships and responsibilities of both parties. When it comes to the sheer amount of questions asked about this memorandum of understanding, Magistrate Dickerson may have answered that one.
The way I've seen this, and I didn't read the initial memorandum I signed back a year and a half ago, and I said, I think when Mr. Rhodes was here, if I'd have read it, I never would have voted to do it.
The structure of the PPC was laid out again by the Kentucky legislature and is standard across the state. The next question asked was, if they didn't build the new judicial center, wouldn't the AOC have to stay in the current courthouse until the bond obligation was met? Bannister said when the new judicial center was ready to move in, the current courthouse would actually be paid off.
We don't build any.
I don't know everything, but what I do know is basically they've estimated that most of that bond payment, I believe, would be paid off the time, you know, the courthouse is built and the AOC would occupy that. So there could be some monies left depending on actually when the construction is finished.
Daniel Briscoe is the bond attorney that represents the AOC, and his firm has been hired to ensure the deal is structured legally and in compliance with certain regulations. Nearly an hour after the discussion started, Briscoe spoke up when they were repeatedly asked if the county would have any control once the MOU was signed.
And one thing that y'all keep saying that I just want to be clear is, it's not like after today you guys are never going to hear anything about this ever again. Basically, the memorandum of agreement and understanding is more related to making sure that certain rules are being followed, because at the end of the day, the AOC is going to pay for everything. So it's more of a, if we're going to put up millions and millions of dollars to pay for this, we need to make sure that you guys are following certain state rules, that we're all going to follow the law, and so on and so forth.
Magistrate Mark Bowman's question was straight to the point, and so was the answer.
What would the cost be to the county?
I mean, zero. I mean, I don't know of any cost.
Due to an emergency, Judge Hale told the court they would be moving the AOC folks up to the first item in new business due to an emergency on their end. Now, the PPC was set to meet after the fiscal court meeting. Questions were asked and reworded and re-asked as the meeting neared the third hour. Soon the court was adjourned, and immediately following that was the PPC meeting. Moments after adjourning, Judge Hale gaveled in the meeting of the PPC and roll was taken. All magistrates stayed logged into the Zoom call except for Magistrate Kenneth Sarton, who logged off. Now, the PPC meeting had been announced as immediately following the fiscal court meeting. A separate agenda was sent out to the magistrates, the public, and the media that clearly separated the fiscal court from the PPC. As the meeting began, Judge Hale told the court that Magistrate Sarton would not be attending. This is the exchange between the judge and Magistrate Dickerson.
So what we're waiting on is Magistrate Sarton is not going to join us. Magistrate Couchins is trying to get back on. Okay, I think he's on. We're trying to connect.
Judge Hale, this is such an important issue. I think Magistrate Sarton should be here for this vote.
We've asked him. He's denied to be here.
Well, I make a motion we adjourn the meeting. I hear a second.
So,
when the minutes come up, Judge, and you see where we're moving the PPC meeting up to accommodate the AOC, you're not going to like it. It's on the tapes where you said that. So we'll see.
Magistrate Dickerson then continued.
It's on the tape where you said we're moving the PPC meeting up to accommodate the AOC. It's on the tape. So when the minutes come up next week, I hope the rest of the court doesn't approve them because it's on there.
We moved the addendum up, which was part of fiscal court.
Here is an audio recording of that moment from fiscal court.
Our AOC folks are needing to go to respond to an emergency somewhere. So in our new business, we're going to move K up to the first, and we're going to discuss that first.
Again, the PPC meeting was scheduled and was held immediately following the fiscal court meeting. Magistrate Sarton did log on to the meeting during the roll call vote, which resulted in a tie, meaning that the PPC did not approve the addendum to the MOU, which basically means they did not vote for the PPC to bond the money for the Judicial Center project. As it stands now, the county is technically in breach of contract with the AOC, since they passed the Memorandum of Understanding with them months back. If the PPC doesn't vote to update the MOU, the county could be on the hook for bonding the money, since they've already again voted to approve the project, even committing $20,000 of county money. To watch the entire meeting, you can search Barron County, Kentucky on YouTube. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.